Chala per gimel mishnah beis nidma isasa achala gilgala. If dough became meduma, which means that truma fell in and made it a suffic truma. We know that really midiraisa, if rov is not truma, rov is chulin and a miyut is truma, so it's bottle. But midarabanan, we have a concept called meduma, and meduma is potter from chala. And we've asked in the past, how can meduma be potter from chala? Chala is a chi of diraisa, and if meduma is only a din darabanan, that really midiraisa, none of this is truma, and really it's all chulin, so you should have a chi of chala. How can you say it's potter from chala? So we gave two answers. One, Rabbi Kiv Eger, was the case where the exact shear was the shear of challah or less. So 1 1/4 kav, exactly or less. And therefore, you knew that within this amount, there's vadai, a small piece of truma in there. And that's why, midiraisa, there's no chiv of challah. Or you say, like the Tiferes Yisrael, who says, actually, in this Mishnah, he repeats it, that we're dealing with challah midrabanan. Like challah bizmanazeh, which is midrabanan, and therefore that's why they potter it, because they can potter it. Even though midiraisa, this is all chulin, even though there was one truma there, it's bottle, still, the whole chiv of challah is anyway midrabanan, so they can say that it's not applicable when it's meduma. So if it happens before you make it into the dough, and it's meduma beforehand, so it's potter, why? So the Mishnah says, betura, shemeduma potter, because meduma, as we know, is potter. And it first was meduma before you had the chiv of challah. However, umisha gilgala chayevis. If, however, it first had a chiv of challah, which means it was made into dough first, and then after it was made into dough, you had a suffix truma fell into this dough, then you're going to be chayev in challah, because the klal is that once you're chayev in challah, or trumas, or things like that, the chiv cannot fall off, even if it becomes meduma afterwards. Mishnah continues, noilala sfeik tuma achala gilgala te asa betuma. If you have flour, that it's not tevel for challah, because there's no chiv of challah until you knead it with water. So if the suffik tumah was on this flour, ad shelo gilgala, before you kneaded it, te'ase b'tumah. So you can be metameh, the flour, before you knead it into dough. And the Rav points out that this is mutter, because there's not going to be any hefsid to the kohen. Because anyway, this flour, that there's a suffik tumah on the flour, even though it's not tevel yet, since there's a suffik tumah on the flour, Kohen can never eat this anyway. And that's why there's a heter. Tosfos Yontif is meduyuk. But if the Kohen would be able to eat it, even though it's not tevel yet, you wouldn't be able to handle it even while you're vadai tame. And here it's a suffik tumah by the flour. You're allowed to take tame hands and be mitame it. However, umisha gilgala te'asa betara. But if he ready made it into dough, and now it's tevel, now you have to make sure that when you handle it, you have to handle it while you're tahor. Why is that? You're not being metame chala. So the Rav says, because it's only tevel now, the Rav says that chulin, that's tevel for chala, is just like chala. So therefore, just like you're not allowed to be metame chala, even if it's a suffik tumah, you're not allowed to be metame biyadayim, so too you're not allowed to be metame tevel, which is suffik tumah. All the more so, obviously, if it's tahor already, you're not allowed to be metame both of them.